At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Trina. Thank you so much for listening. Love this show this week. We've got Adam Schein from SiriusXM Radio, CBS Sports Network, for a really, really interesting conversation on carving out a media career, doing radio and TV, doing national radio, doing radio on satellite as opposed to terrestrial. Covered, if you're in the business, if you like the medium of radio, it's a really interesting conversation with Adam Schein. And following Adam, we have Sal Licata and our Train of Thoughts segment, as we do each week. Before we get to the pod, just a quick reminder, if you missed any recent episodes, check them out in the archives. Brian Curtis from The Ringer was on last week. Scott Van Pelt from ESPN 2 weeks ago. Chris Mad Dog Russo 3 weeks ago. Pat McAfee 4 weeks ago. Stone Cold Steve Austin 5 weeks ago. All guests on SI Media with Jimmy Trina. So go into the archives, check them out, and subscribe to the pod and leave a review on Apple. We'll read it on an upcoming episode. All right, Adam Schein, followed by Train of Thoughts and Sal Licata, right here, right now, on SI Media with Jimmy Trina. All right, joining me now, a man of many, many, many jobs. He's got Shine on Sports Monday through Friday on SiriusXM, Rise and Shine podcast, Time to Shine on CBS Sports Network, NFL Monday Morning Quarterback on CBS Sports Network on Mondays, and the Topps NFL pregame show, which I'm a big fan of, on Sunday mornings. The host of all of it, Adam Schein. Adam, how are you?
What's up, Jimmy? I'm doing great. I'm fired up to be here. What's cooking with you?
And you have three kids, right?
Yes.
So you have three kids and all those jobs.
Yes.
Do you ever get any time for, like, just to sit and do nothing?
You know, my kids just went to sleepaway camp. All three of them. First time since 2007 that has been the case, where it has been my wife and I, and it's an empty house. So I got home from work on Monday, and I didn't know what was for dinner. I didn't make a call to see who needed a ride and who needed to be picked up, and where my freshman in high school was, or my middle schooler was, or what activity my son had. So it was kind of nice. Monday. The answer is Monday. The first time is in 16 years. Right. Monday was the first time I actually had time to myself. It was kind
of that's good. That's good. Hopefully you enjoyed the summer. You've been at Sirius amazingly 18 years. That is when I saw that. I mean, I know you've been there for a long time, but that is really a long run. And I know you just signed a new 4-year deal.
Yep.
Is radio your passion? Is that your first love, despite having all these other TV gigs?
The way you ask that question is great, because that's always going to be my first love. I mean, I'm a child of WFAN. I'm a child of sports radio. I'm 46, which means I was born in 77, and FAN started in 87. And I thought this was the single greatest thing ever. Like, I was 10 years old. I wanted to be a sports radio host. That was it. I was hooked. I was going to be a sports talk show host. There's nothing more pure than hosting a radio show in terms of it's a live national radio show. You do a monologue. You think about what's going to hit, what's going to stick, what sound do I have, what am I going to tease, what am I going to start hour two with, what am I going to do if things are hot, if things break. So in terms of, yes, first love and, you know, making the donuts and rolling up my sleeves and the rush that I get, and don't misinterpret, I'm obsessed with TV. Time to Shine is, I mean, it's my baby. I absolutely love it every night on CBS Sports Network. But in terms of a first love, I mean, there's nothing like live national sports talk radio. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, anyone in this business knows too. I mean, TV, when it comes to money, TV is usually a much better avenue than radio. So you know, for the radio guys out there, I think the people who do it have to love it to do it, if they have opportunities in TV like you do.
I love it both. I really do. Right. I'm lucky enough, you know, and also too, to have two great places that I work. I mean, you mentioned SiriusXM. It's 19 years. My first day was June 15th, 2004. And I always knew that I wanted to do both radio and TV. And I'm lucky that I work for two great companies. And, you know, I work for two places that, you know, have unbelievable people. I have great producers. I love, you know, collaborating with them and working with them. And it's fun. So, you know, and also for me, Jimmy, the beauty is there's a lot of overlap in terms of the topics. Like when I get up in the morning, I have a nice big email from my radio producer of, okay, here are the 10 topics that I think would be the best for the show, right? Now I go to bed, my wheels are in motion. All right, I'm going to lead with this. I'm going to talk about this. This is going to be the monologue. I don't take any notes. I still use, you know, the bullet point on the notepad here. I don't take any notes or think about it until the morning. And then after I go through the email in terms of, all right, here's my monologue. Here's, you know, I want to play an Aaron Boone cut at 9:20 or a Rob Pelinka cut at 9:35, which is literally what I did today. You know, then I send an email to my TV producers and they have sent an email as well. So there's a lot of crossover in terms of the topics, which is great. So, you know, I love both formats, radio and TV. And like I said, I mean, I'm lucky, man. I work for two great companies. You know, the culture at CBS is awesome. The people I work with, my producers are great. And, you know, 19 years at one place like SiriusXM, it's a dream.
What are the benefits in your eyes of doing a radio show at SiriusXM as opposed to a terrestrial station?
Well, you could do whatever you want, as long as it works, right? I mean, you still have to make it work. I personally like first of all, satellite radio is hot. And satellite radio, and I knew when I joined in 2004, when Steve Cohen hired me, you know, and I was hired, and I love Steve, and he hired me. I was his first hire, and I was on the NFL channel. I'm like, all right, I'm hitching my wagon to the NFL. I'm hitching my wagon to satellite radio. I'm hitching my wagon to Steve Cohen. And all three things turned out to be the right thing for me in my career. And, you know, for satellite radio, I don't think about it in terms of like it's better, worse, and different than terrestrial, but every car has satellite radio. Everyone listens to satellite radio. Everyone has their favorite SiriusXM channels. Everyone has the SXM app. SiriusXM is, you know, it's the present and it's the future all rolled into one. There's a great energy in the building. It's, you know, millions of people subscribe, millions of people listen. So, and I love the national radio format and the ability to talk about whatever the true hot button topics and all of sports happen to be on a given day.
I know you're a New Yorker. I know you're a Yankees fan. I know you're a Jets fan. Is it ever a challenge? What are the challenges to doing a national show? Do you ever get concerned that you may go too New York heavy? Do you have to be conscious of that?
I don't think I'm ever too New York heavy. By the way, for the record, not a Jets fan. No. Everyone always.
Oh, I see all your Aaron Rodgers stuff. So that's
everyone thinks that because Rodgers, I love Rodgers.
Right.
And I did the Jets postgame show on SNY forever.
Right.
So definitely not a Jets fan, just to say that for the record. I mean, I wouldn't wish that upon myself. Listen, in terms of New York centric, When I look for tiebreakers and what I talk about on the radio, it's football and it's West Coast. I think 9 to 12 is the best time slot in all of national sports talk radio because you get East Coast, you get West Coast. You get the entire country. 6 in the morning on the East Coast, it's an overnight show. You know, the way the world is working now in terms of Twitter, podcasts, you know, as the day moves along, things get dated. So I have this great ability at 9 Eastern time, 6 in the morning on the West Coast. Something happened in sports at night, bam, I'm going to talk about it. You're going to listen. You're going to call in. You're going to talk about it. Now, I think there are always two hooks with me, right? NFL. I mean, you mentioned my NFL shows that I do for CBS. So if you want to listen to me or call in or tweet, you know I'm going to be ready to talk NFL. And yeah, I don't hide it. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I went to Syracuse. I love Syracuse. I love the Knicks. So if someone who's listening has that attachment, that's great. But, you know, I led the show today with Shohei Ohtani and the Atlanta Braves. You know, it's all day dependent, topic dependent. You know, I'll think of markets. I'll treat New York like Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, or Philadelphia. But, you know, unless it's my passion being a tiebreaker with the Yankees, which are a national team, and we obviously, I think we as a show, Dog and I as a channel, do national baseball better than anybody. And, you know, like we've been leading with baseball for a while over the last few weeks since the NBA ended, and we can go wall to wall on it and make it interesting and take calls and have guests, and it's great. But I pride myself on the show not being too New York and, frankly, having no New York bias in terms of how we structure it in any way, shape, or form.
What I think every host, I think for radio, maybe even podcast too, they have their go-to topics if it's quiet. For a national show like you, 9 to 12, Sirius XM, what would be like a go? What are some of the go-tos when things are a little slow?
You know, I try not to have the go-tos. The answer to the question is football. Right? Like if there's ever a tie goes to the runner, it's football. You know, on Tuesday, I'll give you an example. Damian Lillard was the lead. Now, there are going to be X number of people who are bored by Damian Lillard, and it was the day after his agent met with the Blazers. So I split the monologue. Some days I'll do one topic. Some days I'll do three topics. Some days I'll do two. The go-to on like the tie going to the runner, or if I think we need a second topic, is football. Brock Purdy, is he going to be on track for training camp? I think the 49ers are going to be great. Done. We've got a topic. We've got a show. So I'll add that to everything else and all the baseball. So like today, first hour of the show, baseball's hot. Did the Lakers at 9:35. We planned on doing Dalvin Cook at 9:50, you know, and we have calls. I never, you know, I don't, we got to take calls. No, we always have calls. That's how am I going to be interesting, topical, relevant? And the answer for our last segment, and we teased it, was football. So I, you know, I'm not one of those Lakers, Cowboys, you know, let's, you know, LeBron, Jordan. I mean, you know, gag right. me. That's, you know, I'm not doing that shit. But, you know, in terms of what the tiebreaker will be, if I'm like, you know what? We got to figure out how to have a little juice on a given day. The answer is football. If the Cowboys are in the news, all right, it's not how many wins for the Cowboys. I have to think Cowboys will be pretty good this year. It's Cowboys versus Philadelphia. All right, so you're going to have Ja'Marr Chase and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Let's do something with that in the middle of the show. So right. my answer to that would be football, which I think is a pretty great answer in terms of what will ultimately sell on a given day.
Yeah, for sure. And nationally, college football too, right? You can go there a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't do as much college football in terms of the minutia. And I'll tell you why. Mondays, it's an NFL day. Monday during the fall is an NFL day.
Right.
Friday is an NFL day. You have Thursday night football and you have the games on a Sunday. So I'll probably spend a segment on a Friday show on college. And if you've been following, and I know that you have, and I'll try to turn it into maybe like a couple of games that, you know, I like with the points. There aren't as many big games on a given Saturday anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do like a massive pick segment like we do for the NFL. It's like, okay, you know, we got a huge game in the SEC. We got a huge game in the Big Ten. You know, Notre Dame has an interesting game. I'll spend some time on that. But I don't go too nuts with college football. You know, Tuesday during the season is a massive day for the NFL. Thursday, depending upon, like, you know, it's just such a heavy cycle of NFL. And then when you know, baseball rolls around for the playoffs, that obviously is hot. NBA starts in October. Don't misinterpret. We do college football.
Yeah.
But I would say it's probably third, fourth, fifth on my list. You know, it's got to, we're not going to dive deep into, you know, an Ole Miss game. It's got to be something that's a hot button topic. I also think, too, realignment has impacted national sports radio for college football talk, NIL. A lot of you don't know the players like you did.
Yeah.
You know, I'll always get a good guest. Like we had Drake May on the show last year, get someone on who, you know, a college analyst who I love. But, you know, I definitely put the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA ahead of college football.
Got it. And you mentioned the callers earlier. When I listen to your show, I'm blown away by how much the patience you have for your callers. You have a lot of patience. You don't ever seem to get annoyed. It's impressive to have.
Well,
I'm glad
it comes across that way. I do say, and people ask me if I mean this, and I always pride myself when I do a show on having passion, opinions, knowledge, entertainment, and being authentic. I believe we have the best callers in sports radio. I love callers. I love the give and take. I think that's what separates our show, our channel, Dog and I, from other channels, other hosts in the country. I go about it in a lot of ways, and this was like Steve Cohen's idea. You know, we host it like an old school FAN show or a local show where you take calls. Now, if I do a monologue today and it's on Shohei Ohtani and the Braves, that's an invitation. All right, if you're a San Francisco Giants fan and you want to call in and talk about where the Giants fit in at the top of the National League, do it. And that worked today. I love my callers because if you're going to call the show, that means I think you're a pretty sophisticated sports fan because you're listening to the show because you know that I'm going to be prepped and I'm going to be ready and I'm going to have fun, strong opinions on your team. You watch the game, there's a hot button story, there's a trade rumor. You want to interact with me. My call screener, my producer, who's amazing, Bob Stew, you know, you got to get by him. And it's not like, oh, I got to get him ready for Adam. It's no, can you hold the conversation and be a good caller? Right. That's all I want, a give and a take. And I, Jimmy, I love it. You know, especially nowadays in the podcast era where, you know, it's people are listening to podcasts and, you know, you have a lot of national radio shows that have turned into TV shows and people are making lists and talking LeBron. I mean, there's still, to me, something authentic about an awesome, and I do a solo show, a give and take with callers and having that feel. It's like, okay, here's Tom in Colorado. Here's Champ in New Mexico. Here's Dave in Buffalo. Here's Clover in Texas. And I just think that that's pretty awesome when you can go nationwide with callers like that. I love it.
I know everyone these days has a podcast and has to have a podcast. But if you're on the radio for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, why get into the podcast game?
Well,
besides money.
Here's the first answer.
Money.
Answer one, 2019. It was, we ask for X. They asked for Y. We countered with X. They countered with Y. My agent said, how about X? They said, how about a podcast? I said, great, I'll do a podcast. So basically in 2019, when I started doing a podcast, it was a negotiation.
Yeah.
That's as honest. I mean, it was a negotiation. Here, do a podcast.
My question really is for Sirius then, because my question for Sirius XM would be, if you have this guy doing a show 5 days a week for 3 hours a day, why do you need him to do a podcast? So I got to ask someone from Sirius that question.
Well, and I think that Sirius XM was making a commitment to podcasts.
Right.
And I was a bit of a head of the curve on that. Like by the time I signed my contract in 2019, so like, all right, you know, you're going to do a podcast. I got to tell you, I asked that question. And it probably took me, for the sake of honesty, probably took me 2 years to figure it out, you know, and it's something that I now have to consciously sit down and think about. Okay, I'm on radio 15 hours a week.
Right.
I'm on TV every single night, talking sports, giving takes, 6 days a week during the football season with Tops. So why the hell are you listening to a podcast hosted by me? So I love doing interviews. I love asking great questions. I love listening. I love interviewing interesting people. That's something I learned after the first 2 years of doing it. I just want to talk to people I want to talk to, like people who interest me in media, athletes, writers, actors and actresses, whoever it is. Like it's got to be, and the hook being sports. But it's got to be someone that I'm interested in. I used to love Up Close, Roy Firestone, Gary Miller. And basically, that's a podcast.
Yeah.
That's a podcast. And what I have to learn is, you know, okay. You know, and I always think like, you know, the sports movies or barbecue food, that's bad sports radio. That means I've got nothing. So, you know, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Right. That's bad radio. But on a podcast, you could find the way, like, I have an intro, and people don't want to hear for the intro my take on Nikola Jokic. They want to hear about life and parenting and funny experiences. And we always end every pod with a text from my dad, who, you know, is a very fascinating human being and has a lot of strong opinions on a lot of things. So I've made a conscious effort, and I had to learn this because, Jimmy, I'm not a big podcast listener. At least I wasn't when I started it. I know what I want the radio show to look like. Right. I sound like. I know what I want the TV show to look like every night. I had no idea what the hell I wanted the podcast to sound like.
Right.
So Steve Cohen really helped me with that. And I'm really thrilled where the Rise and Shine podcast is now. It's very different from the radio show.
Did you see that Travis Kelce was on Pardon My Take this week and said podcasting is the hardest thing he's ever done? This is a guy who's in the NFL, and he was blown away by how difficult he found doing a podcast every week with his brother.
When Travis Kelce said that, I smiled. I fucking smiled.
Yeah.
Because I don't stress. I like to say at night, I have awesome agita when it comes to radio. Like, all right, that was a great radio show. Now I got to do it again. And tomorrow's got to be better, right? So, but I love it. Like TV, the same. I don't stress about that. The podcast, I'm like, I got to figure out how to make this one different, how to make it stand out. You know, you could have a guest on who could be on different podcasts. So I really appreciated what Travis Kelce said.
Adam's going inside. I asked Adam to do this podcast the week he was on the Awful Announcing podcast, and we shuffled it around. So there
See?
You go. We pulled the curtain back.
I mean, you know, it's not easy when it comes
I wanted to say to Travis Kelce, you don't even have to book your podcast like I do. And I tell people all the time, it's a puzzle. You may have a guest, you know, I have a guest lined up. You know, I knew you were coming on for 2 weeks. I know someone who's coming on 4 weeks from now, but I have no one in 2 days. Like it's a puzzle and it's stressful.
There are times we'll have a podcast guest book a month in advance.
Yeah.
There are times we often during the season, we try to tape on a Tuesday during the NFL season, just because my Mondays are crazy, whatever it is. Every new podcast, Rise and Shine podcast, drops every Wednesday. And I'll wake up on a Tuesday morning and don't know who the guest is. I mean, it's wild. So, you know, here's Hall of Famer Travis Kelce saying that the podcast is the toughest thing he does. Because I'll tell you something else which fascinates me, too, about podcasts. There are people who do podcasts or host podcasts. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, when it comes to radio or TV, I get it. Yeah. I might not be my cup of tea, But I get it. When it comes to podcasts, and there are certain podcasts or certain things, I'm like, I don't really understand why that one is doing as well as maybe it is.
Yeah, I get that too. I'm totally there with you. If you know, everyone always says, what's your dream interview? I'm not going to ask you your dream interview, but I'll ask you this. If you were taping your podcast in an hour and you could have any person on it today, who would you want to book?
Am I allowed to say Aaron Rodgers, even though I get him all the time?
You can say whatever. I mean, if that's you'd, I mean,
all right, I'm going to give you the answer. I would love Sandy Koufax.
But you can get Sandy Koufax.
Can I?
I think you can. What's he doing these days?
You know who I'd love to have on a podcast? Talk sports with. And I used to see him every year at the Big East tournament. I'd love to have Bill Clinton on a podcast.
That's a good one.
Talk sports with Bill Clinton for 30 minutes. I would love to have Bill Clinton.
Would you rather interview Bill Clinton or LeBron James?
Oh, I'd rather interview Bill Clinton. Yeah. For a podcast. For the radio show, give me LeBron James.
It's fascinating that the way you differentiate them.
Yeah. Am I wrong? Does that make sense in terms of what I just described?
I think you should want LeBron for the podcast too.
Yeah. Both would get some pretty great downloads.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never interviewed LeBron. I'd love to interview LeBron. I'll give you one other that I'd love. I'd love to interview Kevin Durant. He fascinates the hell out of me. And I definitely like Durant. Mm-hmm. I've defended Durant as a champion in Golden State. I would love to interview Kevin Durant. That would be a great person to
send him a tweet. He checks his Twitter.
Maybe apparently, yeah. He's very active on the old Twitter.
Yeah. So try to book him through Twitter. You never know.
He might respond.
I don't know if you want to say the name, if you have one in mind, but who's been your toughest interview? You ever have anyone that you were like, just couldn't get anything out of them, or they didn't come to play?
I did a Super Bowl week interview with Devontae Freeman, the old running back for the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Worst interview ever.
That was rough.
It was dreadful. I happen to like Radio Row. I'm into it. Not everyone is. I love interviewing everyone on Radio Row. The worst interview I've ever been
on. I was going to say, if I asked every radio show host for their worst interview, I think they'd all say it came from Radio Row.
Radio Row is interesting. It's tough. I like it. I don't mind it. Because it's access. And it's access. And you see people. And then, I see Stephon Diggs. And he says hello and we talk. And then when I want to book Stephon Diggs, it just helps me during the year book Stephon Diggs. And if you get these guys and they're engaged, I think it's great. I don't mind it. Look, it puts awesome pressure on you to do a great interview, to tune out the noise, to do a better interview than, the last 10 interviews the guy did while he's promoting, Old Spice or Snickers or whatever the hell it is. Right. So I don't mind it. I actually like Radio Row a lot.
When the Devontae Freeman interview was over, were you like, great job, Devontae. Thanks for coming on. Everyone loved that. Great job. We had a great interview with Devontae Freeman today.
It's funny. I'm always so positive. Like,
yes, that's right.
No, I didn't say that. I really was livid at him. Like, because it was one of those, it was like on the fringe of like, do I want to do it? But it was in Atlanta. So I was like, all right, this is a good spot. Yeah, it was.
You are, without a doubt, one of, if not the most positive person in this business. Is that ever hard to maintain? Because this is not exactly it's a business that can lend itself to some negativity.
Absolutely. That way. I don't think it's genuine. Forget even glass half full. My glass is overflowing. Like, I'm literally living my childhood dream. I work with great people, national radio show, national TV show, three incredible kids, incredible wife. I mean, great friends, great family. Like, I don't have any big picture complaints. Now, there are nitpicks on a daily basis, right? We all have that. But I love sports. I love talking sports. I love talking about the games and trades and rumors. Now, also, if there's something like that's I'm negative about things in sports on air. I'll rip a team.
Bad ref. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But in terms of the positivity of what I look. I also think too, Jimmy, and I'm positive by nature, so it works. Mm-hmm. God, people have their own stuff. So if they want to escape for 3 hours to listen to my show, you know, it's very easy for me to have energy and to be positive, you know, and it's an escape and it's a distraction. And, you know, I had a professor in college, Bob Blissett, who used to say, Shine, you want to work in the toy department? Yeah, I want to work in the toy department. And I think, you know, people have whatever's going on in their lives. And if they want a distraction and they want to go into the toy department of, you know, Shine on Sports or Time to Shine for 3 hours or half an hour at night on television, like, that's part of my responsibility. I don't want to hit them with, you know, negativity. And again, that's not an act. That's not fake. I mean, I have my 2 cups of coffee every morning and I'm ready to go.
I have 2 cups and I'm never as energetic as you, just for the record.
I mean, technically 3. I have 2 in the morning and 1 after. I try after radio if I'm home to run. I love to run. And then I'll have lunch and I'll have another cup of coffee before I go do TV. But 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Doing the radio show, like, you know, we've said already, 3 hours a day on Sirius XM. You have the TV show at night, then you have the other shows during football season. I mean, do you ever get tired of having a take on everything? Do you ever come across a story and you're like, I just don't have a take on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by people that have a take on every single thing.
And sometimes, and I'll say this to my producer, or I'll, you know, whether it's Bob Stu on radio or Malcolm Cohn Coleman or Allison Cohen for TV, I might say my take sucks. So, if, right. Or my take is not made. I don't have an in your face. This is the best thing ever or the worst thing ever. Now, maybe that means we got to think of another angle. But if it's the top story of the day, chances are I'm going to have a take.
Right.
But if it's story number, you know, if a baseball team, you know, loses a series in the middle of May and I'm not flying off the handle, we're probably not going to do it on the show. Right. Like, you know, that's just Yankees as an example. Right. If let's say there was no Judge injury over the weekend, Yankees take 2 out of 3 against Texas. That's not a big deal. The Yankees aren't Dak. That's not a, oh, we got to talk about this. No, that's, you know, I think you always have to, again, be genuine. But yeah, there are things where I'm like, am I supposed to have a massive, you know, incredible in your face sizzling take on this? No, that's when you got to be as genuine as it gets.
Do you have a personal worst take that sticks with you that you remember? I bring this up because, since we're talking about it also, because the other day I wrote something about, you know, there was this whole thing with Lance Armstrong had interviewed Caitlyn Jenner on his podcast about the whole thing with trans people in sports. And then he got roasted because everyone said, you know, well, all of a sudden you care about fairness when you were the biggest PED person in the world. And the take backfired on him. So I was thinking, and I remember I had once before the Seahawks won the Super Bowl on a Sunday afternoon, I probably bet the Seahawks. They lost, and I tweeted that like Pete Carroll should go back to USC. So I feel like everyone has like the bad take in them that they like. That one's always in my head because Pete's had so much success.
It's funny. What my worst take on result, I actually recently bounced off of JJ Watt because he was part of this when he was on in studio with me on the Rise and Shine podcast. I picked Falcons Texans to the Super Bowl the year the Texans won two games. And the Falcons won a handful. The Matt Schaub, it was.
That's great.
So, and I'm telling JJ this, right? Because that really goes down as my worst take ever. There are others, right? Like, yeah. I thought Tim Tebow was going to help the Jets. I thought James Harden, I saw him struggle against Syracuse. He was not going to amount to anything in the NBA. I said the Seahawks quarterback situation last year is where hope goes to die. You know, it's you win some, you lose some, right?
Right, right.
But that was what, and JJ said, people forget, the Texans who won two games that year started 2-0, and they were winning game three of the season, and Gary Kubiak had a stroke. So everything went to hell right after that.
Right.
So, but I still count that as my worst take ever.
Yeah.
Phil Simms had a great line for me when he knew that was my Super Bowl pick. He said, you know, the lesson here is you should probably pick good teams to make the Super Bowl.
Would always help. Would always help. I think my take is worse. Pete Carroll go back to USC. Although he probably should have gone back to USC after they threw the ball instead of running with Marshawn Lynch in the Super Bowl.
I got your back on that, Jimmy. He was a great coach at college.
You know, I always say Kevin Harlan has the best pipes in the business when it comes to play-by-play. You have the best radio voice. Do you have to do anything to preserve that voice? Do you take care? I mean, the air so much, but like you have these unbelievable pipes. Is it just, it's there naturally? You don't have to do anything?
There was a TV studio in my high school. And when I was in second grade, they came to my class and I was one of four kids, two boys, two girls, interviewed for whatever it was, right? Like some foundation or charity event. And I literally had this voice in the second grade. Like people would laugh. It was, you know, I wish I had, you know, an arm where I could throw 90 miles an hour, but, you know, instead I have the voice.
You couldn't have done anything but be a radio host.
I mean, it was it. It was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my worst, like if I ever have a cold, it's like, you know, cut off my pinky. You know, I'll do like vocal exercises in the shower before a show, but, you know, I'll drink my Bigelow tea. But
you couldn't have done anything else. You couldn't have done anything else.
No, I drink a ton of water. I drink, as I said, a ton of coffee. Mm. But I mean, my kids, my wife, I mean, how's my voice sound? How are my pipes? I mean, I have these Grethers, these throat lozenges. They told me to get them. I'll show you. I got like two things here. These things are no joke.
I've never seen those before.
Ah, damn it.
Looks like a can of sardines.
Oh,
put it closer to the camera. Put it closer to the camera for the YouTube.
Grethers.
Okay, no. Got it. Okay, I see that. Okay. Saw that before in my life.
If you ever have and I haven't used one, knock on wood, in a while.
Yeah.
But those things are gold.
That's a good tip. I got to look into that.
Yeah, if Boomer comes in on a Sunday morning, if I ever have him on the desk, he always takes one.
Even though it's not football season, let's talk about Tops a little bit, just because that's the first pregame show I put on Sunday mornings because you guys are on so early. Give me just a rundown of what that Sunday morning is like. Like, what time do you wake up? What time are you there? Because you guys are on early.
Yeah, we're on early. Wake up super early. Get in super early. You know, when the show starts at 8, that's like a 4:30 wake up, you know, get in at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. You know, everything's, you know, the hay's in the barn, so to say. Yeah. Like we have a Zoom meeting. Producer Dev Gelman writes the scripts. You know, so that's, you know, we're shooting The Breeze, Kyle Long and Jonathan Jones and I, and we're having fun in the newsroom, get makeup, maybe rehearse something, maybe tape something, and light goes on and talk football. Yeah. Now, I appreciate that. I love Tops.
I like, because Sunday mornings, you know, when it's 10, 11, that's when I'm running around doing what I got to do, because I know once 1 o'clock comes, I'm not moving. So when I'm up at, you know, 7 or 8, that's when 8 o'clock, then that's what I get. That's my pregame show usually until, you know, like 12:30 maybe. But Tops, a fun show, very fun NFL pregame show. If anyone hasn't checked it out on CBS Sports Network.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I love doing it. Kyle's awesome.
Yeah. He's good. He's good. And he's doing well with Chris on the Green Light pod. Everyone has
a
pod.
That's a podcast right there.
And now J.J. Watt's going to have a podcast. I mean, never ends. It never ends.
I mean, two of us have podcasts.
I know. Yeah, but these guys don't need them. Leave it to us.
That's true.
J.J. Watt need to do a podcast, for Christ's sake?
I mean, I feel like J.J. Watt needs to do a podcast, so J.J. Watt could say he's doing a podcast, because everyone has a podcast.
I will say that I love J.J. I love when you can be in that position that he's in, where he's saying, I'm not working full time. Like, that's got to be the greatest thing right there. Like, I'll do this. I want to do this. I'm not doing it full time. You can have me this amount of time. That's a great power move that should be the goal for everyone to use on their bosses.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable. For me at this stage, like I get, and I've learned how to appreciate free time, you know, like you said at the start, I mean, you know, kids, jobs, nonstop, especially during the football season, Saturday is the one day off and, you know, the brain's still going. So I've learned, you know, vacation, you can shut it down, shut it off. But I think at this stage, I would get nervous if I had too much free time.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You want a little bit, but you don't want to work, you know, like in his case, why should he work every single week? You know, like
good for J.J. Watt.
Yeah. All right. Let's end it with two New York sports things. Where do you stand on? Because I'm very vocal about it. I've had enough of Brian Cashman. And I don't understand that. Forget having enough of Brian Cashman. And again, just to be clear, because people always confuse us. If the goal is to just make the playoffs and make a lot of money, then yes, he's a great GM. I have no issues with that. If the goal is to win the World Series, he has no business being the GM anymore. And some people agree. A lot of people more and more are starting to agree. Helps that he gets a complete free pass from the media, because, you know, no one wants to bring up Joey Gallo, Jacoby Ellsbury, Josh Donaldson, etc. Everyone just, oh, he found this guy and it's so great. But so if the goal is to win the World Series, I don't understand how he just has a job for life and there's no ramifications. I want another Yankee fan's take on that.
Listen, I was relatively late to the party in terms of anti-Cashman versus someone like you, but I thought Cashman needed to go a few years ago. I'm listening to you rattle off the names. I mean, Sonny Gray, we could keep right. Weaver, we could just keep going. All these
we've never developed one starting pitcher. Never.
Never. Never.
Never.
The Yankees. I mean, Jimmy, you watch these games. They're impossible to watch. Automatic outs up and down the lineup. Right. I mean, Josh Donaldson's hitting 130. He's getting out 90% of the time. He made the Stanton trade. They could have signed Harper or Machado. I've had enough of Cashman. I've had enough of Boone. Ever since Boone fouled up the Tampa series, we were up 1-0 in 2020 in that series. And, you know, decided to go with the opener. And again, we could argue if it's Cashman, Boone. But even this year, you know, you see Boone trusting his gut, which doesn't work. Went to leave call in, went to take call out. Same with Severino.
See, I mean, think that's all dictated before the game with Cashman and the computers and the laptops. And I don't think Boone is pulling any strings. I think everything is dictated, you know, second time through the lineup, get this guy out. This guy can't do this against lefties. Get him. I think he's powerless. That's how I could be wrong, but that's
Yankees drive me crazy. They are. And again, driving me
if
crazy.
If you want to win 90 games, get in the playoffs, make some money, great. If you want to win a World Series, at some point, when does losing every single year in the playoffs get old? That's what I cannot believe. And Hal, the comments last week were just embarrassing.
How about this? I had this on today's show. Since the Judge injury, Yankees are dead last in runs per game, batting average, on-base percentage, and on-base plus slugging.
Yeah, there you go.
Brian Cashman.
Right. And people want to wax poetic because he finds these guys like Bowers and
No.
And it's like, no, okay, no. But those guys are playing because the guys he signed suck.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Aaron Hicks, anybody? I mean, that was an easy first guess.
Right. Bowers is only playing because they had to get rid of Aaron Hicks because he gave him 10 years when the guy gets hurt every single year. And then the last thing is, you mentioned here that Rodgers does a lot of interviews with you. So I don't know. I want like truth serum now. You honestly think the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl, but get to the Super Bowl this year?
So right now, I always say I don't set in my picks until the Wednesday after Labor Day because things happen.
I've seen some tweets.
Yes. So right now, my Super Bowl prediction, yeah. San Francisco, barring anything unforeseen, is my pick in the NFC.
Right.
And in the AFC, it's going to be either Buffalo or the Jets.
Now, why that? Now, see, to me, that's just so disrespectful to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I can't take the Chiefs. It is. You're right. It is the most disrespectful take like, ever because last year he defied. I've learned with Mahomes, and you're right, logic need not apply. Okay. They traded Tyreek Hill. They were weak in a lot of areas. They didn't have a starting running back. You know, they didn't have legit receivers. Right. Defense was okay. But as long as they have Mahomes and Chris Jones and Kelce and Andy Reid, they're a Super Bowl team.
Yep.
That's it.
Listen, obviously the Jets are going to be better. It goes without saying. They've got Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they're going to be better. But to me, everyone getting on the Jet bandwagon, and I understand why, I have to see the Chiefs get knocked off for me to, you know, go there with the Jets. And, you know, there's also Buffalo and Cincinnati. The Bills, to me, something's off. Something's off with the Bills. I think if it's not the Chiefs, it's going to be the Bengals. But, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Jets got there, but I think the Chiefs are still.
Jimmy, here's the other part of this, which I love. Mm. I mean, if you're a Ravens fan, you're thinking my team's loaded. If you're a Dolphins fan, you're thinking my team's loaded. If you're a Jaguars fan, you think my team's loaded. If you're a Chargers fan, obviously what could go wrong goes wrong. My team's loaded. That AFC is going to be. Yeah. Dynamite this
year. Yeah, it is.
I can't wait for it. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree. I'm looking forward to it, too. All right, Adam, appreciate it. And when the football season starts, we'll see you on Tops on CBS Sports Network on Sunday mornings. You got the Time to Shine podcast. You got, obviously, the radio show every day on Sirius XM. You got your nightly show on CBS Sports Network as well. So many jobs. Any time off in the summer?
Yes, time off in the summer. Take a week off in July, week off in August.
That's it? You don't get the dog schedule where dog will basically be a mirage in July and August?
You know, if I tell dog where I'm traveling, we took a family trip to Israel right after the Super Bowl. First time I went to Israel, it was unbelievable. Dog was mesmerized.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
Jimmy, we were having dinner. First of all, he couldn't believe that we were flying coach. And like I'm trying to explain to him, I go, Chris, Adam, yeah, that's out of the account. I go, Chris, you don't understand. Flying a family of five, any other class in general, but let alone, it's not even on the radar. Like it wasn't even, get your wife on the phone, Adam. I want to talk to her. I mean, like, wanted to know the travel, the itinerary, where we were going. You know, just wants to know point A to point B to point C. And it's the greatest thing. Yeah.
Once you said Israel, he must have lit up like a Christmas tree. That's right up his alley, a trip like anything, you know, out of the United States, he's going to really go to town with.
JFK? Okay, good boy. I mean, literally, we landed in Israel. He said, I need you to text me how the flight was.
Oh, my God.
I want to know how long the flight. I mean, it's amazing. Phenomenal. Like people are looking for cell service to check in to go to the hotel. I'm like, I got to text dog and let him know how the coach flight to Israel was.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. What a character. What a character. All right. Appreciate it. And that's, we talk about Chris Russo on Mad Dog Radio, who's on, he's on at 3 to 6. Adam is on that station, Mad Dog Radio on Sirius XM from 9 to 12, all Eastern time. So appreciate it, Adam. Be well. Enjoy the summer.
Appreciate it.
Take it easy. Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, joining me now, as he does every week for our Train of Thought segment from SNY TV in New York, WFAN Radio in New York, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. starting July 24th, my buddy Sal Licata. Sal, how's the whirlwind week been for you?
Crazy. I actually still can't even believe it, hearing you say that and like just trying to get adjusted and knowing that that's my new reality in a few weeks. It's hard to fathom. As we sit here and tape on Wednesday, I have two overnights left. And you have to understand something. I've done at least one overnight shift and mostly two in some capacity, like regularly for, you're talking about since 2018. And then doing it full time for the last 2.5 years. So the fact that I have two more left, it is like getting out of jail, to be honest with you. I love the overnight, don't get me wrong. The schedule is brutal. Like, I love the show. The schedule is brutal.
2 a.m. to 5 a.m., you have a wife, you have a kid. That's rough. And you have other jobs. You have other jobs.
Right. Too. Like, that's the killer. It's the family and the other jobs. Like, if this were a 20-year-old, 25-year-old Sal, I'd absolutely love it. Like, Chris McMonagle, who's taking Oprah for me, this is great for him. Now, he's got a family with kids, but he also doesn't have, you know, the other jobs. So, he can now focus on one show and that's it. For me, I couldn't do that. So the schedule is just grueling. And I cannot believe that I've got two more left.
If you missed it, we went in depth on Sal getting this big move up, promotion, whatever you want to call it, shift change it. WFAN in New York going from the overnight shift, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. starting on July 24th. We did that last week in the Brian Curtis pod. So if you missed it, you can go back and check it out. But yeah, it's good. I mean, listen, I still can't get, like, I'm still like, oh my God, Sal's going to be on at 10 a.m. Like it freaks me out. So,
yeah.
So speaking of freaking out, I complained when it was rumored and now it's fact. Ryan Seacrest, the host of Wheel of Fortune. What a disgrace.
You called it. I didn't know that was even the case. I will never watch again. Now, it's not that I watch regularly, but like, why would I watch Ryan Seacrest on there? He's
it's a
everywhere.
Huge turnoff.
Yeah. Come on. Like, yeah, it is. I don't get it.
It's a huge turnoff for me. Huge turnoff.
Let the show sell, not the host of a game show. Like, he shouldn't be selling it.
Well, here's what I wanted to bring up to you, because when we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, you were blown away by the salaries. Now, I don't know if this is true because, you know, who the hell knows what's true anymore? But there are all these reports that Vanna White makes $3 million a year and that she has not gotten a raise in 18 years. Now, I would imagine you think her getting $3 million is ridiculous to turn the things or tap the thing.
Yeah, but she's been
you
there
have
so
a job
long.
For 18 years and not get a raise?
Yeah, but she's lucky she didn't get a deduction, a decrease. Where is she going to go? Seriously, where is she going that's going to pay her anywhere close to $3 million bucks? At this point in her career, it's not a knock on her. It's the reality.
Well, you could also say the reality is this is show is a part of Americana that makes a shit ton of money in syndication. I think that no matter who you are and what your job is, if you go 18 years without a raise, that's a disgrace.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you can sign me up right now for a 20, 25-year contract, forget about $3 million, whatever my relative number would be, I'm taking it. I don't give a shit about a raise. I want stability in a world where people are getting fired left and right, people are getting cut back left and right. You're making $3 million for 18 years. You're doing just fine, man.
This might be your hottest. This might be your hottest take ever. Let me get the. I just want to be clear about this. So, when you start at WFAN on July 24th, doing the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift, you're going to have a contract with a salary, and you're telling me that if FAN guaranteed you that salary for 18 years without any raises, but you still have that job for 18 years, you would sign on the dotted line.
I'm not going to get into specific numbers, but no.
No, I'm not talking about the numbers. I'm saying whatever your salary is.
Well, no, I would not at this point. But I think you get to a number where, you know, I have a number in my head that maybe I would be comfortable with, knowing that I might be more valuable than that at some point, but I'd rather sacrifice making the extra and having a stable job.
Okay,
you're talking about $3 million. That's another stratosphere.
So you're saying there is a number that if you made that number, you'd be happy staying there without any raises for 18 years.
100%. 100%.
I got it. Okay. I thought you were saying like what you're making now. Okay.
No. Okay, no. Not that I'm complaining. I'm just saying that I feel like there's still room to grow and wouldn't be satisfied, right, okay.
Yeah, I think you're I don't know. I think Vanna deserves a little more. I mean, 18 years.
I love Vanna. She's getting $3 million. I love Vanna. Pat Sajak was making ridiculous money. I repped him last week for it. If they say, if Wheel of Fortune goes to them and says, hey, look, we're going to give you $1.5 million. What's she going to do? Turn down $1.5 million and go where to make $3 million? Or Pat Sajak, same thing, whatever money he's making. And I hope it's the same or less.
She'll start a podcast.
Not for that much. She's
Everyone has a podcast. She'll start one. That's interesting. All right. The next topic I want to discuss with you. This business with the Jets and Hard Knocks is so dumb. First of all, the Jets are complete babies. Hard Knocks has been around for like 20 years. 20 teams have survived Hard Knocks. To act like, you know, your season's going to be upended because you're on Hard Knocks is so stupid. Like, just shut up and do it. The flip side of that is Hard Knocks is just not that relevant anymore. So, like, I don't even know. The Jets, why would they even care? Because there's cameras there? Okay, so big deal. There's cameras there. I mean, what is the issue? I don't understand.
I was told that the issue is, now, again, I don't know how accurate this is, but I talked to somebody that would be in the know, that the issue is Robert Saleh does not want to get exposed to where Aaron Rodgers may come across as the guy who's running the team, which we may all insinuate that or think that, but if you see it and you don't have a head coach who's in total command, it could be demeaning a little bit. That was one way that it was posed to me.
What I would say to that is, one, Robert Saleh has already been exposed as being a terrible game coach. He lost like two games last year because he didn't know how to manage the clock. I'd worry way more about that. And who doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is running the show?
Right.
Of course he's running the show. And don't tell me about distractions. If Aaron Rodgers could go to ayahuasca conferences last week and go on Instagram and promote Robert Kennedy and anti-vax stuff, then he can handle the cameras of HBO for Hard Knocks. Like, it's just not that big of a deal.
I don't think Rodgers has, I don't know about that, but I wouldn't imagine Rodgers has an issue with it. Look, for me personally, this might be the one to get me back into Hard Knocks. We've talked about this for years. I used to love the show. I don't even watch it anymore.
Yeah. And the only reason why HBO wants the Jets is because of Aaron Rodgers. There's no other reason.
Right. Jets had a good run, you know, 10 years ago, whatever it was, with Rex,
right,
which was fun. Like I said, I'm invested in the New York team, so I'm interested in that. But Hard Knocks is not the show. I don't care who it was, Cleveland Browns or the Dallas Cowboys, whoever, I'd be into it. It's fallen off significantly in the last 100%.
But HBO doesn't want Hard Knocks because of Robert Saleh. They want it because of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's, and he loves getting attention, so I'm sure he'd be thrilled doing it.
Right. We'll see.
All right, the next topic. Today is the 25th anniversary of The Undertaker throwing Mick Foley off the top of the Hell in a Cell. Were you watching wrestling at that time?
No, and I saw you tweet it, and I knew I was going to get that question. I'm familiar with it since, obviously, and you know, watch any kind of old documentary or anything you watch, a lot of times that comes up from that era. So I'm familiar with what happened. I think it's insane, but I was not watching live at that time.
I remember watching it live and it was life changing. Jim Ross, the greatest. Good God Almighty, they've broken him in half. What a call.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, so you're a big baseball guy. You do a baseball show every night on SNY. Uh-huh. The Ohtani thing now, I mean, I was never into it like everyone else, but I don't see how you can't now not be into what the guy's doing and sort of follow what's going on. I mean, he's leading the league in every category, hitting and pitching. That's, to me, what's very impressive. And what I noticed is I never, ever, ever watch Home Run Derby. I could not possibly care less about it.
Right.
And I got a question for a mailbag I do about the Home Run Derby ratings. So I was looking to see if he was in it this year. And they've only announced one participant so far.
Who's that?
It's in Seattle. So it's the guy on the Mariners.
Julio Rodriguez?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Julio Rodriguez. Ohtani has to be in it for the sport. I would like. Do you know? Like, are there talks of him? Like, does he not want to do it because he's tired? Because he's a hitter and a pitcher? But like, I think I think we talk so much about baseball marketing, grow the game, blah blah blah. I don't think they can do anything better this year than put him in the Home Run Derby.
Right. It's the same thing though as LeBron in the dunk contest. Right. It'd be good.
It's a little different.
Why? You want the star or whatever, maybe not LeBron specifically, although he's the biggest star or was years ago, I'm talking about, not now.
Because here's why I think LeBron at this point has established himself. We know what LeBron is. There's not this thing where the NBA has to attract younger fans, newer fans. Baseball does. Ohtani's still a relatively new commodity here.
Years ago, it's, oh, the dunk contest, nobody cares about it. But if you had the game's best stars in there, people care.
Yeah.
You're saying it's not about the Home Run Derby necessarily, but more about trying to bring excitement to an event where everybody can watch Ohtani perform. I mean, yeah, if he's in there, maybe I'm more likely to watch. It doesn't do anything for me necessarily. But would it be better if Judge were healthy and Alonso and Ohtani and all the, you know, the best home run, John Carlos Stanton, all the best home run hitters in baseball? Sure.
Well, I don't want Aaron Judge doing it. I don't want any Yankees in it. I want all the Yankees to rest. I don't even want them playing the All-Star game. I don't want any Yankees doing anything but playing for the Yankees. It's like the WWE. But for the sport, I think Ohtani has to be in it. And if he is in it, they will promote that like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. I would like to watch him. I'm hoping he's wearing a Met uniform next year, honestly. I mean, I like to watch him on a regular basis. So he's been great. He's been healthy. He's been great. He's going to get easily over $500 million next year, I would think, in free agency from whoever. Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, somebody's got Angels, some Padres, Giants, somebody's going to pay him $500 million at least.
Yeah. I don't
think
I
about
don't,
Well, think about what he does pitching. And, you know, a pitcher of his caliber is worth $35, $40 million. And what's an offensive player of his caliber worth? $30 million a year? I mean, really, he should be getting $80 million a year. He's not going to get that, but...
I'd be fascinated to see him on the Yankees or Mets from the standpoint of... No one cares if you're on the Angels. It's just they have zero juice nationally. They're never in the playoffs. I mean, we've seen it with Trout. I mean, nobody cares about the Angels. He goes to the Yankees or Mets in terms of coverage, media, intensity. I'd be interested to see how he, if he embraces that, if he's not into that. I mean,
well, Dodgers too. If you could go to the Dodgers
right.
too.
And yeah, that would be a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to think Yankees, Mets. Yeah. I don't know. It could,
well, there are only going to be a few teams who could afford him. I mean, it's as simple as that. Right. He's so right off the bat. The Angels might be one. I don't know if he wants to be there.
Wasn't this whole thing, though, when he signed with the Angels, he didn't want to be in New York?
Correct. He was on he wanted to be on the West Coast. So if that's the case, still, we don't know. If that's the case, maybe he ends up with the Dodgers. If he's going to chase the most money, maybe he ends up with Steve Cohen and the Mets. If he wants to be on the East Coast but rather be in pinstripes, that's the Yankees' path. So, but I have no idea.
As a Met fan, you're not a little scarred from big contracts that are not working out?
No, and I'm hoping that they're not. I mean, that's the one. If you're going to go all in on somebody, that's it.
Here's what I would say. I will say this. I think it's been proven over and over and over again. Spending the most money, having the biggest payroll, does not mean you win a World Series.
Right. No, but you want to invest in the right people. Yeah, look at the Padres, too. They've been terrible this year. You've seen the Yankees do it forever. I get it.
All right. I don't know. I don't remember if I've discussed this on the pod when it was on originally, but I love The Bear on FX, and the season 2 just dropped. Did I get you into The Bear? You never watched The Bear.
You might have mentioned it, but I didn't watch it.
It's a great show. I've got to watch season 2, but see, this is the whole thing now with the whole thing that the whole season's out at once. I want to sit and watch it all. I can't do dribs and drabs now. It's a bad personality trait. Have you watched any more Smartless?
No, I have not watched Smartless at all.
I've been busy with the new, with gonna whatever.
Well, I went away this weekend. I was out east, so I haven't even had, honestly, like I need a few days to like digest what's happening and formulate a plan here because I might have to move because I don't think I commute during those hours. So Smartless has not been anywhere near the top of my list. Yeah.
You can commute during those hours.
Not at that time. Not from Long Island.
Take the train.
I may have to. I have to look around.
The train will be easy at that time because it would.
It takes two hours in total. Good God. I just, the thought of the commute is just.
We'll discuss that off the air.
Yeah.
The last thing. Are you still, I'm going to ask you this every single week. I'm going to ask you this every week till week one. Are you still on the I'm not getting Sunday ticket kick?
100%. Even more so since the promotion here, because I feel an even greater obligation to be locked in on Jets and Giants. So I think the days of me watching 4 or 5 games at once, I think those days are over.
I like how you're just going to change your entire life. You're going to move. You're not going to watch football.
Well, I did it for so long. I mean, I did it for so long. I told you, though, this was before I even knew about this. So I was making the decision to focus in on Jets and Giants because I used to watch one, growing up, I used to watch one game or two games. That's it. And then you get obsessed with all the screens and all the options. And I'm watching 5, 6 games and betting on the games. And you're watching really all of them, but you don't see any of them. Or you see all of them, but you don't watch any of them. So I don't want to do that because I think that it's not good for my job, you know?
I'll check in with you down the road about it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Get it and have the option eventually, on the days that Jets and Giants are primetime, whatever. So you want to be able to watch whatever game you want. But I got to focus Jets, Giants.
We're only a couple of days away. We're very, very close to July 1st. And July 1st is such a significant day for me because I feel like July 1st means now we embark upon the two worst months of the year. Those are the roughest 8 weeks. It's hot. Everyone's on vacation. There's nothing normal going on. You just have baseball. And then when it's over, you get this reward. called football. So the march to football begins on July 1st in my world. And we're almost at July 1st. And then it's, you're in a battle. You're in a war to get through those two excruciating months.
Oh my God.
Sweating your ass off. And then before you know it, the NFL is here.
How do you not think February or March is much worse? For me, those are by far the two worst months.
Couldn't disagree more. I have no problems. First of all,
I enjoy the summer. The summer weekends, I enjoy the calm before the storm of, you know, the football season and baseball playoffs. I love the summer. I can't stand February and March.
Nope. No, I'm the opposite. Sorry.
Interesting.
I can't deal with the heat. Can't deal with the heat. Can't deal with no football. And yeah. That September 1st date. Once you get to July 1st, you know September 1st is on the horizon. That's what it's all about. All right, Sal. So let's see. What do we got here? July 24th. We'll talk to you before July 24th and your big show debut. We'll have to get into it.
All right.
Hang in there and enjoy your last few overnights. I know you're going to miss it dearly.
Appreciate it. I got about 9 hours of overnights left.
You count the hours. Good. Meanwhile, you've built this legion of callers who love you, this fan base.
I know.
You're like,
that's,
go fuck yourself. Peace out.
No, that's not. That's the worst part of it, that I have to leave. It's a totally different show, too. But I do feel genuinely bad. I can't be on 24 hours. I mean, if people want me on during the day because they don't listen on the overnight people want me on the overnight. I can't be on all day. What do you want me to do? My life back.
Yeah, then I got all these people every day saying, is Sal going to still do the podcast? Is Sal going to still do the podcast? You got them coming from all angles. All right, take it easy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right, my thanks to Adam Schein and Sal Licata. Before we let you go, just a quick reminder, we've had a great run of guests in recent weeks. If you've missed any episodes of SI Media with Jimmy Trina, get into the archives and check them out. Brian Curtis from The Ringer last week, Scott Van Pelt from ESPN 2 weeks ago, Chris Mad Dog Russo 3 weeks ago, Pat McAfee 4 weeks ago, Stone Cold Steve Austin 5 weeks ago. So check those out in the archives. Subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Trina and leave a review on Apple. We'll read it on an upcoming podcast in the Train of Thought segment. All right, that wraps it up. Enjoy the 4th of July. We'll see you next week. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.